Welcome to Illuminated Lamb, where we discuss the themes of Christ and light as found in the scriptures. If you're following us on YouTube, please comment, share, like, and subscribe. It really helps our placement in the YouTube algorithm. I've come to enjoy the connections that I've seen between types and people and events in the Old Testament and how they find fulfillment in the New. This really came up a few days ago during a Bible study I was participating in. I am a volunteer with the His House Christian Fellowship at Oakland University in Rochester Hills, Michigan. And during our Bible study, we were going through the 8th chapter of John. And there was a discussion that came up about the 12th verse of the Gospel of John in chapter 8. It reads, "Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" In order to see the connection, I have to set up some historical context. The Lord Jesus is speaking in Jerusalem at the temple during the time of something called the Feast of Tabernacles. This was something that the Lord God commanded Jewish males to do 3 times a year. It was a pilgrimage that was made to what was going to be the central location of worship, which eventually turned out to be Jerusalem. The third of those 3 pilgrimage feasts is the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Booths. It was a week-long celebration to remember the temporary shelters, the tents that the people lived in during their wilderness wanderings between the time they left Egypt and the time that they entered into the Promised Land. What they would do at the temple was to set up 4 columns that would have lights on top of them. And these would be especially prominent at night. And this was meant to remind the people of the pillar of fire that guided the people by night and then turned into the pillar of cloud by day. In Exodus chapter 13, starting in verse 21, we read, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people." In the course of the celebration that's being mentioned in John chapter 8, we find the Lord Jesus speaking during this festival, during this time in which the people were remembering their wilderness wanderings and how the Lord God's pillar of fire by night in particular guided them. In the middle of all of this, the Lord Jesus points to himself, saying that he is the light of the world. Now consider that the passage we read from Exodus indicates that it's the Lord God who was in this pillar of fire and this pillar of cloud. And here is the Lord Jesus mentioning that he is the light, and not just the light of the Israelites, not just to guide them from one place to another in their land. He is the light of the world. One way that the Lord God has reached out to his people through his prophets is by his prophets pointing out to certain objects or certain events as types that they could then use for their prophecy. We see this in Jeremiah chapter 27 and going into verse 10 of Jeremiah 28, where the text reads, "Then the prophet Hananiah took the yoke bars from the neck of Jeremiah the prophet and broke them." While this goes on concerning what a false prophet Hananiah was doing with breaking a yoke bar as an image to present a false prophecy, Jeremiah was wearing a yoke to symbolize that the people of Israel were going to be under the yoke of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon when they were taken away into exile. For all of these different examples of a prophet pointing to an object and then using that object as a way of declaring the prophecy he was giving, you can also see how in the case of the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day, it was the Lord God himself who inhabited that cloud. And here's the Lord Jesus, who again is both fully human and fully divine. When he says, "I am the light of the world," he's pointing to that type and saying, in essence, that was temporary. I'm permanent. Look at what the Lord Jesus says in John chapter 8, verse 12, in the last part of this statement about "I am the light of the world." He says, "Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Do keep in mind, the Israelites were following that pillar during their wilderness wanderings on the order of around 40 years. So it was a temporary manifestation of God's presence to guide these people on their journey. However, what the Lord Jesus does is fulfills the type of the pillar in the Old Testament. Again, ironically, he's the one inhabiting the pillar, and he's giving it even greater fulfillment in the New Testament with Christ saying, "I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." I take comfort that as we read through the New Testament, we find that the, in a sense, pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, that Christ is the one who is the true light of the world, is not one who's only going to guide us through only a certain part of our lives and then take off and leave us. He's going to guide us all the way through to the new heavens and the new earth. I'd say take comfort in that. We have in Christ better promises, better fulfillments, and this is one particular place where we find them. I will see you on the next podcast.